Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now onto your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Kayla G, a human design and Gene Keys business coach who establishes online entrepreneurs to create aligned business strategies that amplify their unique energetics and leadership approach. Through her programs, mastermind, and private coaching, Kayla guides clients to refine their content, scale their offers, and sell in ways that feel powerful and sustainable, drawing from 8 years of coaching experience. Now, Kayla's approach as a 6-2 sacral generator demonstrates how bridging energetic wisdom with strategic execution can create extraordinary business results. And while hosting her top-ranked podcast, Living in Fierce Alignment, and speaking at over 50 global events, she's showing others how to build businesses that reflect their genius without forcing strategies that don't match their energy. I love that. This is going to be so much fun. Kayla, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for that introduction. And I'm really excited to chat with you today. I think we're going to have a great conversation.
Absolutely. Well, you're welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. So to kick us off, can you just expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Yeah. So I have been an entrepreneur for 8 years now, and I've been in my coaching business online for the last 6. And who I work with is naturally a previous version of myself, a spiritual entrepreneur. When I started my business in 2019, I was a mindset coach. Then I got into spirituality, the law of attraction, and became a spiritual mindset coach. Then in 2021, I found human design and Gene Keys, and I started to see how I could leverage these systems to support me with strategy and business. And then I became a human design and Gene Keys business coach. And so who I help are really women who are huge into spirituality. They're naturally, they've either really gone through it in their life. They're going to be supporting other women with, whether it's life coaching, whether it's trauma-informed coaching, and they leverage human design and Gene Keys systems in how they support their clients. So I love to bring in the strategy side while still supporting them with having that feminine approach to business so they don't get sucked into doing what doesn't feel right for them.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to bridge all these gaps. There are so many aspects to it. You can't just be masculine, do, or strategy. There needs to be so much allowance. We have to bring our whole, damn it, our whole self to the party. So I love this journey, the mindset, the spiritual, human design, Gene Keys, business. It's a beautiful evolution. So tell me about what your clients right now, what, maybe not what they need, what they want. What do they think that they want when they first reach out to you?
Yes, what they want is to sign more clients. They want to fill their programs with ideal clients, people that they love working with, and they really want to create financial success, sustainability, and scalability. Like really, I think a lot of entrepreneurs that come into my world, or just a lot of people, a lot of women that I connect with, they have a lot of validity in how things are financially in their business. It's like highs and lows, and they don't know why. They don't know why it's working or why it's not working. And so that's what they need, but they don't realize that that's, you know, what they don't want, right? And it's that finding that stability in that balance of the need and want, but that's where the strategy comes in, and then the nuance to make it work for them.
Yeah. So, okay. So there's a lot happening there. We all look for that. I mean, safety and security, number one. We want that consistency without the guesswork. And some people can say that comes from the external. Other people, it always comes from the internal. Back to the whole picture, as we find ourselves, as we understand ourselves, we can start to see the business, the approach, the marketing, if you will, the strategies that actually work for us. I mean, damn it, us personally, we've tried so much with our business over the decades of these things that worked and those things that didn't work. And now you look back and realize, those things didn't work for us. We were so out of alignment. It wasn't right for us. We were being told what to do. It felt a bit forced. But once we started to get into our skills, what we're good at, and also, damn it, what we love, things became so much easier, so much more successful. And that's where the built-in consistency. So tell me about that part of helping someone to find that. Maybe it's right there, they just can't see it. Maybe it is buried. How do you get people to that place of understanding, this feels more like me?
Yeah, I love this question. So some of the metaphors that I love to use with my audience is that you are the orchestrator and the conductor of your business. And you are, like, your job also is to keep the ecosystem alive. And so I think a lot of people, the way that they operate is they think, I just need this one thing. If I just get my messaging right, then I'll be able to make sales, sign more clients, and hit those multiple five-figure months, days, minutes. But then when you actually zoom out, it actually requires so much focus to zoom out and restrain yourself in that space and look at, it's not just your messaging. Here's how you pitch and sell new things every single month. You're actually not building trust with your audience, or you're going to be really consistent for 2 months, the way that you show up on social media, podcasting, all of this. And then you're going to take off for a month and people don't know where you went. And so there's actually so much more than just one thing that people think that they need to, quote, fix their business. And it's actually looking at, well, how are you orchestrating it, right? If you look at a conductor in front of a symphony, they're deciding the tonality, the volume, when the bass is coming in with the flutes and so on. And as soon as they put their hands down and they stop showing up, the music stops. And when the music stops, well, the audience is going to leave because the show is over. And so the other way that I look at this too is when we look at the ecosystem perspective, and it's like, you need to learn skills for selling. You need to learn what it means to grow an audience and then understand when to launch and how to sell and look at, what's it going to take for a monthly recurring revenue? So if you look at an ecosystem, you need to have the water there to feed the plants. You're going to have the bugs for the birds, and you need to show up and make sure that the temperature is right in that space so that everything thrives. And I don't think that people look at their business this way. I think they try to look at it this as if it's compartmentalized, and they fix one thing at a time. And it's like, you actually come out, look at the full picture. And you also need to collect the data. You know, if you're taking care of an ecosystem, you need to understand, this is the temperature that I need. This is what I need to be feeding the animals. Like, you need to understand why things are working and not working, because then when you get that data, you can come back and reflect and realize, so when I show up 24/7, even though I'm a projector, like, of course I'm going to be burnt out. Like, that's not how I meant to show up. And I have an undefined throat center. Like, I'm not going to have the same power in the way that I record things for an hour and a half, the way that a manifesting generator does. Like, that's where you start to notice, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm not doing, this is how it's impacting me. And then you start to weed out what doesn't work for you from that lens of human design and gene keys.
Yeah, because you can put this and apply this to every aspect of, from life, business, relationships, the whole caboodle. So you're saying about this ecosystem, all these areas, but there is a nuance to this. There is, you have to apply your essence to all of these aspects. So there is an ecosystem, but our ecosystem is probably different from yours. It is completely different from other people's. It's what we bring to this. It's how that we do it. So how do you, metaphors, analogies are fantastic. but more tangibly, how do you allow people to come to that place of awareness or realization? Maybe those your clients already know about human design and gene keys. Maybe they've dabbled enough. Maybe they're a little bit dangerous, but they haven't really applied it to its fullest self. How do you help take people to that next level of the knowledge is great, but application makes it work?
Yeah, so great example. I have a 2-4 splenic projector inside of my mastermind, and she is a human design strategist and business coach in Quebec. So she teaches in French, I teach in English, and we share this understanding of human design, and we have our own way of supporting clients with human design. And so because she is a splenic projector, like, I understand how she needs to gather information so that she can have the most effective launch possible. So for example, she recently just went into launching a membership, and I told her, I said, okay, I know that your signature is success and recognition. Like, you need to make sure that, you know, the people are coming into your space, you're running ads, they're signing up, they're in the Facebook group, they're watching you launch this membership. You are getting that recognition, but you're a fourth line. You need to collect information and connect with your audience. How are you going to do that? And I told her, do an intake form. When people sign up, do an intake form, do a giveaway that's not going to take away your time because you need to protect that. But when you gather information in this intake form, you're going to be able to understand, like, hey, why did you sign up for this event? What kind of support are you looking for in your business? So she gathered this information, and she had, I think, over 100 people complete the form, which was wild. She's like, oh my gosh. And people left additional comments where they gave her really positive feedback, and she felt that success recognition, and that wasn't even her motive in the first place, but that actually allowed her to come into and hold this masterclass as she was launching her membership and create more intimacy with her client, because she was focused on connecting with them rather than just projecting everything that she knows. She allowed her audience to connect with her. So that 2-4 profile, like, you have that wisdom as a 2-line, but as a 4th line, like, what are you doing to connect with your people beyond just them buying in and coming into your membership? So it was like pulling that all the way through her launch process. So obviously when I'm talking about this ecosystem before, it's like, well, it's not just your messaging to get people to come through ads and sign up. It's like looking at the full picture, come back, you're a projector, you're a 2-4. How are you connecting with your audience? How are you going to bring that all the way through your launch? So that's an example of looking at the moving pieces, gathering the information and being able to implement that through, you know, a specific process of launching.
But for her, for someone who knows about this, guides other people through this, how does she miss this? What was missing? What is it that is, can be sometimes maybe feel so elusive for us?
Yeah, I think for her, it always, the way I say this is that a fish can't see water. Like, obviously I'm a coach, I work with business coaches because they're going to help me see blind spots, or they might have done something to scale their business in a way that I didn't know. You know, for me, obviously with her, like, I know she's a 4th line. I know that she's done launches in the past. And I also know, because when I share this idea with her, like, hey, how are you going to connect with your audience, have that information, so that if you have to do a bonus session, you know exactly what your clients are looking for, that 4th line. Have you tried this yet? This works for you because you're a 4th line. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I never thought of that. Yes, this makes sense. Yes, this feels good for me, because you're right, I am connecting with my audience. So I think that it's a blend of, there's just things that we don't know, is blind spots. But then I think me understanding that she's a 4th line, and that unconscious way of connecting with people, she's not going to be picking up on that as much, but I can see it because obviously, you know, I'm coaching her and I understand human design. So that's the nuance for her. The 4th line is unconscious. That's not going to come as naturally to her as being a 2-line in that profile. So I think that's why sometimes you just have these little misses, or you just need a reminder and a remembering of, like, oh, this is actually already inside of me. Like, I can naturally connect with people.
Okay, so how does this apply this to yourself? Because as you grow, as you evolve, I mean, maybe it's you look at the human element, you know, the fears, the doubts, the overwhelms, the damn human emotions that get in the way of this. Because logically, you can see this, you understand this, but there's an extra level to this. So from her perspective, maybe there was some fear, maybe some doubt, maybe it was some overwhelm, maybe there's something that was kind of emotionally making this water just a little bit murky that she couldn't see it. From yourself, I mean, crumbs, you get to do this for yourself because you know this, you understand yourself. But as you grow, as you evolve, as you serve that higher level of clients right now, you're being called to be a different person, act a different way, evolve yourself. So what's it like for you as you balance these worlds of just like your client, you know this, you see this, you teach this, but now you're having to live and breathe this as well as you continue to evolve. What's that like for you?
Yeah, I think that one of the big things that like having human design and gene keys as a tool is one of the big things that we talked about already in this conversation is self-awareness. And I think that with these systems, there's going to be specific energetic frequencies and feedback that we get of like, yes, this is an alignment for me, and no, this isn't. And so it's funny because yes, I can know my human design chart, and specifically I have two channels in my chart only, which is not a lot, but let's say one of these channels, like I'll give a specific example, is the 1034 channel. It's all about being convicted and doing things in your own way. And so I noticed, you know, in the last couple of months, like I was just feeling this stagnancy, and there was this way that I was holding space for my clients that felt really challenging. And it wasn't challenging in the right ways. I was operating in a way of, oh, I should be coaching on these types of problems, and I should be having these kinds of conversations. But when I look at my human design chart and I think, well, I'm not feeling fully inspired by who I am and my potential and where I'm going, like what's happening here. And that's where I realized like I wasn't holding myself to the standard of how much more I could offer my clients. And so I was looking, I'm like, hey, I'm frustrated. Why am I frustrated? Like, that's my feedback loop, right? I'm looking and I'm seeing this channel and I'm sitting there with this. I'm like, well, this is all about being convicted. This is all about leading the way. This is all about making moves and not being understood in the way that you make moves. And so that's, for example, inside of my mastermind space, like I elevated the standards, I elevated the price, I elevated the conversations that I wanted to be having in there. And so that really led me into this experience of losing clients who are no longer the right fit and creating this space. And so that space right now is ready to be filled with more women. And there's already women inside, but it's like the kinds of conversations and bringing them in. So human design can be a tool, but then it's also going to be this cosmic mirror of like, here's where you're tolerating things that actually aren't correct for you. Like, what are you going to do about it? And so that's just one example of how it can be such a gift, but then also so cruel the way that it holds up the mirror and shows you the truth.
Yeah, but then you have to take action and work on this. So you've seen this, you've understood this, and yeah, good, bad, right or wrong, these elements are there. So as you've evolved, you were called to this and you took action through it. But what was it like to sort of hold that space of, you can see this changing, you're making the decisions, but again, probably for you as well, there was that little bit of fear in the background, there are those voices coming through, there was that kind of safety trying to hold you there, as well as these nods and winks from the universe as your Eunice started to say and give you that signpost, that direction, those hints, those tips. How have you navigated those, or how are you now, because you're in the middle of it right now as well, what's it like as it swirls around you?
Yeah, I think some of the biggest things that have come through for me are radical responsibility and also just making moves without the need for external validation. And what I mean by that is, let's say when I really hit this wall, it was actually a very difficult time. It was in January of 2025 and my grandmother had just passed away. And I realized, I was looking at everything in my life, like, am I really showing up 110% right now? Like, this is wild. I just watched somebody I love, like, literally pass away in front of my eyes. Like, what's happening? And of course, I looked at every aspect of my life, but my business was just so blatantly obvious. Like, this specific space that I have needs to be elevated. And so increasing the price, increasing the conversations and the standards, that was really uncomfortable because there's no evidence of, oh, immediately, you know, 10 new people are going to walk in, it's all good. It's, oh no, elevate the standard, shift your messaging, shift the conversations that you're having, challenge the current clients inside, challenge the ones who are staying, really get them to look critically at their business and what action they're taking and not taking. And it's just constantly looking at having integrity and taking responsibility for myself as a leader and for them to take responsibility for themselves. So it's an ongoing process. It's like I've ripped weeds out of the garden. And I'm there and I'm planting new seeds and I'm watering them. And it's like, this might take a few months before the mastermind is full again, but I have a vision. I'm a 6-2 sacral generator. I'm a sixth line. I'm all about the vision. I can see what's next. And it's like, it's really trusting that vision, but then also trusting the time, because we can't force time. We can't manipulate it. We have to work with it. And so it's just having that grace, being responsible for my feelings, the fear that comes up, looking at, okay, am I going to quote, wait, because there's no evidence immediately for the decisions that I'm making and the pivots that I'm doing? Or how am I going to lead myself? I need to lead myself in the way that I want my clients to lead themselves. And so it's just been this void of expansion and radical responsibility in terms of my business and the women that I'm supporting.
You said the word grace in there. I think that's important because when you talk about, I mean, we talk about alignment a lot on this podcast. It's so important, but it's not saying you were out of alignment. You were aligned, just that was an old version of yourself. You were aligned if that's just where you are with the skills, the place that you were at in your evolution. So it's not that you're out of alignment. There's grace for that was correct. That was the way. Now this is different. Now things have changed. Now things have shifted. I think that that guilt, that frustration, which turns to grace, is so, so important to hold that as true. I mean, you can be out of alignment. You can also be in alignment and things change. So again, this is not a one and done. It can feel so frustrating sometimes. But what advice do you have for people who have that alignment? They are true to their values. They are true to their mission. And then things change and evolve. And it's almost a, okay, get up and go again. Let's look at that new shift. How do you guide people through that?
I think it can be the most difficult thing, but you really have to ask yourself, like, am I being honest with myself about what it is that I want, what it is that I'm letting go, what it is that I'm welcoming in, what it is that I'm holding space for? Because we have to be honest with ourselves first before we even know how to be honest with others. And I think that, again, ties back into the self-responsibility, sense of leadership, and the clarity. Because when you know what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're saying, what you're tolerating, not tolerating, what you're elevating the standards to, when you're clear on that, then you can articulate it and it can be received by the right people around you who will then naturally come and want to work with you. But I think honesty is so huge and people get so focused on, oh, honest with others, transparency, yes. Yeah. But I think being honest with yourself first is like the ultimate permission slip, because then you're validating yourself. You're not seeking external validation.
Where did you maybe feel that you weren't being honest with yourself? Where have you, maybe you caught yourself where it's like, ah, oh, damn it, I now see you?
Yeah, I think it was literally in January when everything was falling apart in my life. And I was like, wow, this is a clutch way to start the year. It was like not even 3 weeks in and I had gone through so much. And I realized through conversations that I was having with entrepreneurs who were more established in their business, we're talking about bigger problems and I'm talking about specific strategy or roping in human design and gene keys in a way. And I'm like, well, I'm not actually having these conversations in the mastermind. I'm having conversations that are more entry level. And I wasn't being honest with myself. I was actually capping myself because I knew I could have bigger conversations. And so I really had to take responsibility for that and realize that elevating the conversations, the standard and the price means that people are going to be uncomfortable in the space. And they're either going to rise to that or they're going to leave and feel complete with the experience. And so that's really where I realized I'm like, oh, I'm totally not holding the bar at a higher level. Like it was too much of meeting my current clients where they were at. And really what I needed to do was, okay, I'm here to support you, but this is where we're going. Are you going to take yourself there or not? And so that part was really, it was a lot to swallow, because then it's like, you know, a lot of people are going to walk away, but ultimately they're not an ideal fit for this. So it is still a win-win, even if it, quote, feels like a loss.
Yeah. And that's where self-management comes in. That's where the faith, the belief, the trust in, yeah, sometimes we make a shift and business does tank. It does take a dive. It is like, okay, things are evolving, things are moving. You can't just plant new seeds and be like, grow, damn it. Why aren't you doing this? It does. What did you say earlier? It takes trust the vision and trust the time, because you can't force this. I mean, we could argue you can manipulate it by doing the right things in the right way. You can start to see these shifts happen. And maybe that's alignment. Is alignment the fast track? I mean, maybe we can't control it completely, but it can make you feel like you're on a, the airport, like travelator thingy, right? You feel like you're going through
security. Oh, you're on the
flat escalator.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say the magic carpet. It's not a magic carpet, but it feels like one.
From now on, that's what we call it. Yes, the magic carpet. Done.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think that alignment, I think what happens is when you, I have like my thoughts pouring in here. One of the biggest things that I find helps people when it comes to alignment and things, quote, happening faster, I think it is a mindset thing, honestly. And I think that when we can become in love with the process of refinement, so whether that's you're going to improve your launching, you're going to improve your messaging, you're going to improve how you do podcast interviews or how you pitch yourself to be on summits. Like when you fall in love with the process and you allow this timelessness to come through and you're like, I'm learning, I'm enjoying this, I'm collecting the data, I'm not making it mean anything about me. It's not personal. If it doesn't work right away, maybe it works sometimes, but not all the time. What can I refine? You start to get lost in the craft. And I think that is where that is alignment, but it's also a willingness, because some people might think, well, I've posted 2,000 times on Instagram and I haven't signed X amount of clients yet. And they get lost in the lack rather than lost in the potential or what it is they're creating. And so I think that's where the mindset piece comes in. It's like, what am I learning from this? What is this teaching me? Coming from this place of curiosity will always make the situation feel easier. And I think that's when time becomes this experience of things going faster because you love what it is that you're doing.
Lovely. So that look for these, look for the fun, fall in love with the process. Now you're talking about all internal stuff. It's not about the outside validation. It's not about looking at the results. Yes, with business, data metrics are super duper important. We need to see what's working, but you've also got your internal metrics. I think, again, holding that both is true. I want to see how our podcast is performing. I want to see how it's bringing people into our world. I also want to see how I feel. What am I enjoying? How is this changing me? So to hold those both data points, different worlds, but it's all trackable. And I think that's the fun part about this. It's trackable. There's tangibility to both sides, even though one side does feel more woo, intangible, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that when we allow ourselves to track things, then we're not avoiding things. When we avoid things and we don't know what's going on. And what I mean by that is, let's say, you know, maybe you were running ads and you were just like, oh, I'm just going to put X amount and whatever amount comes out afterwards is the profit and so on. And it's like, well, did you track the clicks? Did you track how many people went to the landing page? Did you track the 6-month journey afterwards? Did those people convert into higher ticket purchases? Like when you have the data, you have the power to amplify the things that worked and understand and go and fix and change the things that didn't. And I think that that takes so much more work than people realize. Like, sure, you can hire someone and they can manage that for you. Absolutely. But I think when we get really curious about the information, then entrepreneurs will have a better understanding of what works versus what doesn't. Because I think that was my biggest problem in the first couple of years of my business, is that I could not tell you why something worked and why it didn't. It'd be like, oh my God, I had a 10K month, amazing. So many people signed up for this thing. But then if you ask me, well, what did you do to get to for that to happen? It's like, well, I just like launched this thing and I talked about it on Instagram, but there's like so much more depth there that was missing. And so when we don't know what works and what doesn't work, and we can't continue to build the bridge to where it is that we're going.
Well put, beautiful. So for those people that want to understand that depth and understand what is working, why it's not working, they're seeking that advice, how do they reach out to you? How do they find you?
Yeah, so you can find me. I hang out mostly on Instagram at Kayla G. I have my podcast channel, Living in First Alignment. There's over 450 episodes where I dive into human design, gene keys, business strategy, the woo-woo and the strategy, which is so fun. And of course, you know, we'll have in the show notes a link for you to sign up for my freebies. I have so many great resources for you. If you're newer to human design, there's some good things. If you're seasoned with human design and gene keys and you want more, there's more depth for you to get into. So I'm really excited to connect with everyone. So thank you so much for today's conversation. I really loved it.
Oh, you're welcome. So everyone, if you're curious, go and jump ship, check it out, have a little listen, reach out and just start the conversation. But yeah, Kayla, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Mm-hmm. See you next time.
Bye.